Want an excuse to go out to eat this week? Minus the guilt? It's time for Burgers, Bites, and Brews, which is a benefit for the Police Activities League in Southwest Washington.
The League is a youth development nonprofit that works to build positive relationships between kids and law enforcement. Executive Director Jenny Thompson says this week, if you visit one of the participating locations, you can help them help the kids.
We have 11 participating breweries and tap houses across Clark County. Everywhere from Camas up to Battleground and Ridgefield, including Vancouver Central. And you visit a participating location and you ask for the PAL special. And then 20% of that purchase comes back to us.
The first thing they'll say is, wait, what's the PAL special?
The PAL special, well, you know, it's going to change between each location. And some of the breweries and tap houses might even have different offerings every day. But I do know, for instance, Fortside Brewing, they have a taco truck. So their special will be some sort of really fun taco. I've heard that Northwood Public House up in Battleground is going to have a really fun burger special that we're going to do. And our Taps beer locations are probably going to have a pizza special. So it's nice, too, that you don't have to eat, like, burgers the entire week. You can go visit a couple different locations and have pizza one night, tacos another, and then a burger on a different night.
We love to go out to eat. And here's a reason we don't have to feel so guilty, because we're helping.
Exactly. And it's supporting small business, too. So it's kind of a win-win, right? You're supporting an awesome nonprofit, and you're supporting our local businesses, which we know that they need all the support they can get right now.
Is this an annual fundraiser, or is this something new?
It is becoming an annual fundraiser. It started 3 years ago, technically speaking, as an in-person event. And then the very first event was in January 2020, right before the pandemic hit. And then when we went to go do it last year in 2021, we realized we couldn't do it as an in-person event, right, because of this thing called COVID. And so we pivoted it to be this week-long cash hack event and had such a great response that we decided we'd keep it that way.
So tell me a little bit about the impact.
So when we get to this kind of money and donations from events like this, so we call it unrestricted funds, which means I can use it for a lot of different things. So I use it to help buy books for kids to give to second and third graders. I use it to help pay for lunches during our small group mentoring programs. It allows us to pay like referees for when we do a sports tournament. I think the key thing for people to know about PAL is that the vast majority, about 95% of our programming, is free of charge. We don't charge the kid. We don't charge the partner organization. It's 100% free so that those kids can have access to that opportunity. We don't want money to become the barrier for kids to be able to play soccer or to get a book that's their own that they can read or to have a positive adult mentor. We want them just to have those access to those things just because they're worthy of having that access.
Are you guys active all year long?
We are. We don't really have a bunch of a break. So during the school year, we focus on those small group mentoring programs and our literacy programs, as well as sports tournaments. And then the summertime, we shift gears to offer summer camp. And we offer summer camps for kids as young as those entering first grade to seniors in high school. Actually, one of our most popular teen camps is a CSI camp. Teens get to work alongside our local law enforcement and solve a mock crime. It's kind of fun.
This year, the participating restaurants and pubs are Barlow's Public House, Fortside Brewing with Taco Spaceship, Grains of Wrath, Heathen Brewing, Lewitt Brewing, Mav's Tap House, Mahoney's Public House, Mount Tabor Vancouver Pub, Northwood Public House, Taps Beer Reserve in Ridgefield, and Taps Growler House in Vancouver.
It's Burgers, Bites, and Brews, a benefit for the Police Activities League in Southwest Washington. You can read more at KXL.com.